celebrating on Valentine's Day. John from Star TV and I on here are here together on top of a ridge. He's filming the groups as they walk by, the small groups of climbers and guides. And I'm happy to report that the wind has died down. It was really quite hectic around camp this morning as we prepared with a strong wind gust. In one of the transmissions that got dropped from the satellite earlier in the trip, I had tried to tell you about on the first morning, Colleen led the group in stretching class down at one of the lower camps. And it was a fun morning. A group of climbers from Seattle and Portland, Oregon and Chicago, a small group, came over and joined in our big group for Colleen's stretching class and became our friends. Those guys have moved ahead since, and I'll have to say our stretching classes don't happen anymore in the high winds at higher altitudes. But as I said, the wind has improved. Colleen and, Sheena and Shay just came by. They're looking tired, but they're moving slowly, and they told me their guy's doing a great job of helping them out. And actually, here comes Heather and Matthew. Matthew has been looking great. He had some difficulty the first days on the trail with his balance. He's gotten better as the trails have gotten harder, and the guy is amazing. It's really remarkable to see how well he's moving. I might also mention that Sheena, Jerry, and Heather are two of the girls who got those beautiful African braided hairdos way back in Arusha. Seems like a long time ago now. So their smiles are beautiful here on the mountain. I think their hairdos are actually quite appropriate for living up this high. We're doing great as we move along. This is a long day and a big day, but our traverse around the mountain continues to go well.